Exclusive Alex HRH Pierce, Starbucks closing stores in Los Angeles bound to happen with woke agenda. By John Binder on August 17, 2022. Alexandra Pierce, founder and designer of HRH Collection, says it was only a matter of time before Starbucks started closing stores across Los Angeles, California, as a result of its woke agenda. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Pierce detailed how Starbucks is spurring its own demise due to policies such as allowing individuals to loiter in its stores without buying anything and opening bathrooms to the public. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Alexandra Pierce, August 17, 2022. It's horrible, but it was bound to happen, Pierce said of Starbucks's announcement last month that it would close 16 stores, including 6 in Los Angeles and 6 in Seattle, Washington, because of safety concerns. I remember the first Starbucks opened up near my office. I was so happy. This was like 8 years ago. Because we didn't have any Starbucks in downtown Los Angeles at the time, Pierce said. And I'd gone in there to try to get some coffee and some half and half, and there was a homeless guy just taking a venti cup and pouring the whole jug of half and half in there, and there was no half and half. And I'd go to the bathroom and it was full of needles and crap, and it was ruined in the matter of a month, she continued. So I called Starbucks up and said, can we do something about this? I really want this Starbucks to last. It's disgusting. The homeless are starting to ruin it. And they were like, well, we have to remember that everyone's human. I was like, what? What does this have to do with anything? Pierce said. And I remember people being like, who cares if they steal the half and half? What do you mean, who cares? First of all, prices are going to rise, the place is going to close down. And sure enough, now, Starbucks in Los Angeles is closing. And I was right. Online, Pierce is known as HRH mostly from her famous rants on YouTube that eventually go viral across social media. Pierce said the rants started because she couldn't stand being silent about the woke crap any longer. I just started calling out the BS, Pierce said. I never spoke about politics before, I never talked about woke people. I had a huge gay following who loved me, she said. I would never want to offend my customers, but they agree with me too. People are sick of the woke crap. Pierce said she lived in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Brentwood until the Chinese coronavirus crisis hit. Economic lockdowns, mandatory public masking, homelessness, and crime, Pierce said, drove her out of the area. I had a cute little house right on Sunset Boulevard. A cute little bungalow from like the 1950s original, so cute. I loved it so much, Pierce said. And then there was like homeless starting to come and crap in my front yard. There were tent cities that popped up down the street from me. I would go to the grocery mart and these woke women, if you literally did not stay 6 feet away from them with a mask on, they would turn you into security, she continued. When the pandemic hit, it's like they came out in like armies. I didn't want to live around that anymore. It wasn't comfortable, there were homeless everywhere, and I was like, why am I here? Why am I paying to live in this squalor? Much of the recent crime wave can be credited to Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon, who was propelled to victory in 2020 with the help of billionaire George Soros. Gascon immediately eliminated cash bail for misdemeanor crimes as well as those considered non-serious and non-violent, and barred city prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in all new cases. Most recently, Gascon asked a court to reverse the death penalty for a man convicted of murdering two innocent college students. This week, the effort to recall Gascon failed. Pierce, though, said Los Angeles voters should deal with the consequences of electing Gascon despite his promise to carry out an expansive jailbreak agenda. I'm happy about it. Let Los Angeles burn, Pierce said of the failed recall against Gascon. We say that Soros is the person who put him in here. Well, all of the left-wing voting has gotten Soros and all this money that's backing Gascon there in the first place, so you know what? No, your voting has done this, she continued. I didn't sign the petition, because this is what you guys voted in, now deal with it. Breitbart News Daily airs weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM Patriot 125. The Breitbart News Daily podcast runs Monday through Friday as a director's cut of the SXM Patriot radio show. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.